At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got to go quick. All right, we got a whole bunch of questions that are coming in. I want to talk about Will Howard and his revenge game, which I can relate to. All right, by the way. But first, are you really going to be a Red Sox fan for Halloween? That's all you could come up with?
No, this was more of a, the producers decided to wear a jersey day for Halloween. I'm going to be Ghostface from Scream because my son's been looking forward to Halloween for like 6 months. He loves Halloween. And so that's what he decided I'm going to be.
I can respect that. I'm the Hulk.
Nice.
My kids got ordered Hulk stuff. They said, what do you want to be? I was like, I don't care. So they got me a bunch of Hulk stuff. Funny story. One of our dogs destroyed the Hulk hands. So they had to order new ones. Oh. So I've got like 3 Hulk hands because the one they destroyed, the other one they didn't. All right, real quick. I want to play this clip from Will Howard. Now, he's the starting quarterback at Ohio State. Coming out of high school, for those who didn't know, Mr. Will Howard, all right, is from the state of Pennsylvania. He was basically the football, Mr. Football, out of the state of Pennsylvania, the Maxwell Club Pennsylvania Player of the Year, passing for 2,500 yards, 27 touchdowns in just his senior year alone, had over 5,000 career passing yards in high school, 48 touchdowns, also ran for 21 touchdowns, and was a 2-time all-area selection in basketball as well. Penn State didn't offer him. So he goes to Kansas State. Goes to Kansas State, starts. He's actually the guy that unseated Adrian Martinez. Adrian was the starter. Adrian got hurt. Will came in. Adrian never started again. Okay, that guy was Will. But then Will loses his job to the now starter at Kansas State, which is Avery Johnson. He was a freshman. Now he's a sophomore. Wonderful long golden locks. Guy can run very, very well. Will ends up going to Ohio State. Now he's going back to Penn State. And he's got some thoughts on going back to Penn State. His good old buddies who said, like Dikembe Mutombo, don't come here. Play that footage there, Jake.
It's going to be a homecoming for me. I grew up a Penn State fan. I wanted to go there my whole life. They didn't think I was good enough. But I guess we'll see next week if I was.
Boom. They didn't think I was good enough. And the old, we'll see next week. Dude, one of the key matchups of the entire football season so far just became so much more interesting for me. And I can relate. When the Rams traded me away, I'm out in D.C. We get our schedule for the next year. First thing I look for, we playing the Rams? Awesome. We playing them in St. Louis? Even better. When we went back, I was a man on fire. I played one of my best games of my entire career. I straight up ran over, we're friends, I can say this, I ran over Adam Goldberg, who was the right tackle. He got up and looked at me and just like his eyes were huge. And I'm not saying, you know, I played flawless or didn't make mistakes, but I was a man on fire that day. One of the best games I played. Now, to counterbalance that, the last game I ever played, it was in St. Louis in that Edwards-Jones Dome when I tore my quad tendon. So there's pluses and minuses to this, not at the same game, two years apart. But just to kind of counterbalance that, I'm just going to be honest. I wrecked shop the first time I went back, and the last time I went back, my knee's not been the same since, unfortunately. But that's okay. We got some questions from the text line. What do the fine people got to say, Jake?
Well, first of all, we've got two people chiming in that say you look like the Terminator with your glasses on. So I wanted to pass that along at least.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'll be back. Is that better in my southern accent or worse? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't
Thanks, Jake. Say, yeah. Appreciate it. Glad you're awake today.
Sandman460 says, so you think the poor officiating and backlash from the Ohio State game will make the refs more aware at upcoming Nebraska games?
I would sure think so. Not because they give a crap about what Nebraska people have to say, but you got national pundits coming down on them. You got Joel Klatt in the middle of the broadcast talking about how horrifically horrible the spot I've been joking about all day. 2 yards past the first down marker. They move it back. Don't give us the first down. He's in the middle of the broadcast talking about it. You've got national college football shows all over the place talking about it. And they're not just talking about college football officiating, which they are. They're specifically going to the Ohio State Nebraska game. And you've got the Big Ten acknowledging they made mistakes on both sides. The targeting call for Ohio State. Matt Rule shouldn't have been flagged twice this year. The specific calls in the game, Nebraska versus Ohio State. Now, does it have any stick-em to them? In other words, does it go past this week? I don't know. Does it make a huge difference? I think it makes a difference because they're going to pay attention when people across the country start paying attention. When it's just Nebraska people, they just call us whiny. Facts don't care to them until the pressure across the board gets greater. Then all of a sudden, they pay attention. That's just how it works. I'm not saying it's how it should be. I'm saying it's how it works. So I do think it'll be better. I don't know how long it'll last, and I don't know how much better it'll be, but if it ain't at least a little bit better, oh my goodness. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, well, there's also some questions about, you know, the screen passes that they're doing so much last week. Of course, maybe that was part of that game plan with Ohio State, as we heard the defensive line. They were kind of worried about them. But a question in here from 8729, do you think we'll see more of Malachi Coleman for the UCLA game?
So actually, I'm going to answer that, but I want to address the defensive line from Ohio State. They have two defensive ends who are going to probably be like the back half of first round draft picks. That being said, the weakness of their defense this year at Ohio State has been their pass rush. So to me, I understand the talent. I also look at the results. It's kind of like, I forget the cornerback's name, but that Oregon picked on, and then we picked on kind of, and then they threw 14 offensive pass interference flags on us. That guy was a preseason All-American. Oregon saw something on film and went right after him. They didn't care about the preseason hype, so to speak. So you got to trust yourself and your evaluation on film, not just what other people are telling you. All right, what was the other part?
Oh, just do we expect to see Malachi Coleman, some of the red shirt possibilities here down the stretch?
I haven't heard anything on that. Rule's not said anything on that. I've been asked about it. We got 4 games left. Personally, get the guy in the game, unless he's just not ready. But he started a couple games last year. So how not ready can he be? Get him in. Why not? It's not going to hurt anything. Our current receivers that are starting aren't blocking, aren't creating separation. That's not great. So let's get a young guy with size, with speed, with ability, all this talent. Let's get him on the field. Doesn't affect his red shirt. Is it really going to be that drastically different from the two guys starting right now? I don't think so. I haven't heard that that's going to happen, but I would love it if it did.
All right, final question. Somebody figured out you're still a wrestling fan, even though we're in football season. Adam, is Ric Flair the all-time greatest flopper in professional wrestling history?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? The one where he does the face plant, he kind of walks around, stumbles, and face plants. That's like the greatest ever. He is the greatest heel, the dirtiest player in the game. He is the greatest flopper. He could literally work a match with a broom and have a 5-star match. And if you don't know what that means, that's okay. If you do, you know I'm right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow. And until then, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bug.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.